Hi, everyone. In the Yalkut Shimoni collection of Midrashim on Sefer Malachim Remez Kuf Pei Dalet, it mentions the famous Rabbi Hanina says, on the 25th day of the month of Kislev, we finished building the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the temporary Beit HaMikdash, the temporary temple, was ready to be inaugurated in the desert. And Hashem said, no, don't inaugurate it now. So Rabbi Hanina continues saying that people from the Jewish people were murmuring and were saying, what's going on? Is there something wrong with the Mishkan? Is it not acceptable? What's going on, Hashem? And Moshe told them, no, Hashem is it's perfectly ready. Hashem wants to wrap in the inauguration of the Mishkan, not now, but in a number of months, in the month of Nisan. Nisan is the birth month of Yitzchak Avinu, of Isaac, our forefather. And Hashem wants to wrap those two simchas together. Yitzchak, of course, being the first of the avot, the first of the patriarchs who's actually born here in Eretz Yisrael, born here in the land of Israel. And that would be a tremendous simcha to loop those two together. But then the month of Kislev misses out. So it's unbelievable. The 25th of Kislev, as we all know, when we should have dedicated the Mishkan, was in fact the date of Hanukkah. Hanukkah starts, our wonderful festival of Hanukkah starts on the 25th of Kislev. And that is, I think, one of the reasons why we have, when we say the brachot, we say two brachot every night on Hanukkah. The first night, of course, we say Shechianu, we are beginning the festival, the special bracha of Shechianu. But most nights, the rest of the nights, all the rest of the seven nights, we say only two brachot. One on the mitzvah of the commandment to light the neirot, of the candles of Hanukkah. And the second one, which is an more interesting bracha, it's Sha'asa Nisim, we bless Hashem, Sha'asa Nisim Lavotenu Bayamim Ahim Bazman Izah, who made miracles for our forefathers in those days. But at this time, what does that mean? That this time of year, so where we're recounting when we say that bracha, we are remembering that this time of year is a very special time of year. It's an anniversary of something that's amazing. And so therefore, it's infused with a tremendous amount of simcha, a tremendous amount of inspiration, a tremendous amount of, just like you can do tshuva. You can do tshuva any time of the year, but obviously during the month of Elul and then Tishrei and then Yom Kippur, certainly Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it is the most special time, it is the most receptive time to do tshuva. You can do tshuva any time of the year, but that time of the year is the most auspicious. And so Hanukkah also is the most auspicious time for what? Now, obviously, we always talk about celebrating on Hanukkah. And unfortunately, in the modern world, Hanukkah has been kind of made for a lot of people into the Jewish Christmas. And you have one day, we have 8 days of presents and money and Hanukkah geld and 8 days of presents. That's not what Hanukkah is about. Yes, Hanukkah is certainly about simcha and celebration and the joy of being Jewish and the joy of still being here. But Hanukkah is more than celebration. The word Hanukkah has many definitions. One of them is Hanukkah, coming from the word of chinuch, of education. But even also, Hanukkah means dedication. So the days of Hanukkah are not really about celebration. They are, but they're not really about celebration. The days of Hanukkah are more about dedication. Dedication of chinuch, dedication in our Judaism, of our Jewish values, of what we're using this time for. So if we're going to say that any time of the year is right for education, any time of the year is right for dedication, but this is the most auspicious times. As we say in the bracha, every single night of Hanukkah, Sha'asa Nisim Lavotenu, that made miracles for our forefathers, Bayamim Ahem, in those days, Bazman Hazeh, at this time, these are the days, these are the nights, these are the nights and days of Hanukkah in which we should rededicate ourselves, rejuvenate ourselves, pun intended, we should rejuvenate ourselves. We should look inward and see what type of Jew that are we nowadays? What type of Jew would we like to be? What type of Jew would we, if we lived in the time of Hanukkah, would we have the courage to stand with the Hasmoneans, with the Maccabees, with Matityahu, who gathers, whose charge is the revolt against the Syrian Greeks who are trying to destroy Judaism by saying, Mila Hashem Elai, would we have that dedication? Did we instill in ourselves, and are we instilling in ourselves, that education, that chinuch, to be able to say, Matityahu, we would be with you, and we're with you today. We're the first ones to stand up. We're the first ones to say, Yes, I want to be a proud Jew. I want to be an observant Jew. I want to be an active learning Jew. That is one of the tremendous lessons of the idea that the 25th day of Kislev reminds us, and these 8 days afterwards remind us each and every year, each and every year. So I give you all a bracha, myself hopefully included. I give myself a bracha, why not? That these days should inspire us. These days of Chanukah should inspire us to rededicate ourselves, to rejuvenate ourselves into trying to be the Jews and the people that we deserve to be, the ones we can be, and the ones that the truth is that our people need us to be. So, Freilich and Chanukah, have a wonderful rest of the Chag, and look forward to being in touch with you anytime. Love you guys.